This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 217, by yourself versus on your own in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. In today's episode, you'll listen to us talk about our travel experiences, and we'll also talk about some different activities that we like to do in groups or on our own.
Hey guys, remember, your English is a Porsche, and if you want to keep tuning up your Porsche, if you want to know all of the top 15 fixes today, go straight to allearsenglish.com/top15, and you can get that in a free ebook right away.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Lindsay. What's up?
Not much. Feeling good. Great. Excited to talk about traveling today and accomplishments. Do you think it's better, Gabby, to travel by yourself, or do you think it's better to travel in a group?
Well, I think it really depends. That's a great question. I think it depends on the goal of your trip. So, for example, the first step I would say is to think about what you want to get out of your vacation or your travel. So if I am in a reflective mood, sometimes at the end of the year, I like to just reflect and think about my goals for the next year. And that's something that I like to do on my own or by myself.
By yourself.
Exactly. And so sometimes I like to travel somewhere that's really quiet and just have some quiet time by myself. But if I want to take a trip where I'm going to have some fun, then I definitely want to travel with a group and share the experiences and maybe, you know, go out to party with friends. It's definitely not as fun if I go out to party by myself.
Right. So if you're traveling on New Year's, you don't necessarily want to be by yourself. Maybe some people want to be by themselves on New Year's. Who knows? But in general, you don't want to be by yourself. I would say the same thing. Mm. I think it also depends on the trip, not just the purpose of the trip, but the actual trip.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I hiked the Camino de Santiago, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners in Spain know about.
Yeah.
It was awesome, but I'm so thankful I did it on my own because it's a reflective trip. It's a spiritual trip. I mean, it's the kind of trip that you, when you want to work through something in your mind, you do it. You don't do it with a noisy group.
Yeah.
Because you'll disturb other people, you'll disturb yourself, and that's just not the point. Everyone is by themselves on the Camino de Santiago, or maybe they're in a group of two, but the people I think who really benefit the most tend to be on their own.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you know my friend Anne. Anne and Amy are mutual friends. They both went to Spain together to hike the Camino de Santiago. And they went together, but they made the decision together to do portions of the trail by themselves.
Right, because maybe they got there and they realized it's really a solo journey.
Exactly.
They may have thought, who knows what they thought before they went. But when you get there, you realize it's a solo journey.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I know you told me that you hiked Mount Fuji. Is that something you did on your own?
No. So that one I did with two other people, so in a group. And that's something I wouldn't – yeah, that was a little bit more of a group thing. You know, you need the supports. So you're climbing
a mountain. Maybe for safety, right?
For safety, because one of us, ironically, the guy in the group who was in the best shape, he's really a jock, a basketball guy, 6 feet tall. He was the one who ended up with altitude sickness and had to sit down and was totally dizzy. We had to feed him pills.
Oh my God.
You know, in his mouth. He couldn't even hold the bottle of pills.
Wow.
So he needed us in that case. So that's the kind of thing I wouldn't recommend doing by yourself. And you're not, and so many people are climbing Mount Fuji anyways in the summer. And so you're likely to be around a lot of people, but sure. It's good if you have a group of good friends and you're not on your own.
Yeah. So yeah. We talked a little bit about traveling by yourself versus in a group. What are some other things that you like to do by yourself?
Well, let's see. So, I mean, business building is something that I've seen the benefits of working on a team, and I've also seen the benefits of working alone, mm-hmm. right? I like both. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love working on a team because there's the creative aspect mm-hmm. that you have when you put two heads together. Sure. So you're not by yourself coming up with everything. On the other hand, working on your own, you have that ability to make decisions quickly, uh-huh. right? Which is something that we're talking about these days. Trying to clear out our bottlenecks here, uh-huh, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And learning language can be something that you do both on your own and with the help of others. So absolutely. I guess, you know, there's a time for doing things on your own and a time for doing things with others in a group. Just some other quick examples of things I like to do on my own would be reading. I mean, I think reading is more of a solo activity. You can go at your own pace, you know.
No one else can read the book for you.
No. Jogging. I tend to be a slow jogger, so if I run with someone else, it can be good because they push me to go faster, but I tend to just enjoy going at my own pace when I'm by myself.
How about biking? Would you prefer to bike by yourself or with someone?
Well, I actually enjoy biking in groups. I think it can be fun, but if I'm trying to do a workout, I guess I prefer to go at my own pace by myself.
Yeah, I think for sure. It really depends. So it depends on where you're going, the trip, as we were saying before.
What, the purpose.
The place you're going to be. And the purpose.
Yeah.
Your state of mind. What kind of state of mind are you looking for? I think both can be good.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said before, traveling by yourself allows you to meet new people, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But traveling, you know, at the same time with other people can be good too. So
yeah. So in this episode, this is actually number 2 of our top 15 fixes. And in this episode, we're talking about two phrases that are pretty much interchangeable. They're, I don't know if you caught them, but they're by yourself and on your own. So that's why we've been talking about activities that you might do in a group or by yourself, individually, alone, independently. So we were talking a little bit before recording about if there's any difference between the two of them, but I mean, we pretty much decided that they're interchangeable, perhaps with some very small, minute detail difference, but pretty much 99% interchangeable, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think so. So I think the important thing to get from this episode, guys, is to remember to not confuse the prepositions. I hear students mixing them up by changing. I don't want to repeat a mistake.
Don't do it.
Okay. So we won't do it. So I hear mistakes all the time by getting the prepositions confused, guys. So just learn the chunks and listen to this episode 3 times.
Yeah.
If you can stand it.
Yeah. Okay, guys, if you're listening right now, fill in the blank, say it out loud if you can. On my? Okay. By my? Okay.
They got it.
That was awesome. Good job.
So there we go. We have some great examples. And the key, guys, is just listening to this. Go out and practice. Try to use them. And then it'll become a habit, just like anything else. Learning languages is just building habits.
Yeah, very cool. And if you're interested in all the top 15, come to allersenglish.com/top15. That's TOP15.
See you guys soon.
See you.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.